What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clements. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts, Michael Plant and Mike Bonney. What's going on, guys?
What up?
You know, just podcasting from my third location this season. How about you guys?
Hanging out. Just got home from seeing a movie with the family, Encanto. It's pretty sweet.
I was going to say, it wasn't Clifford again, was it?
No, not Clifford this time. But, yeah, sorry we missed last week, guys. We had some stuff come up. By stuff, I mean us trying to move couches into my basement, which the hallway was too thin, or the couches were just too big.
Combination of the both.
But in the words of AC/DC, we're back in the saddle again to help you guys with your start sit questions and go through our game previews and our Thursday game recaps. So Mike, how about you run us through those recaps if you want?
All right, well, first game on our Thursday night Thanksgiving nightcap, it was the Chicago Bears visiting the Detroit Lions. I know you guys were thrilled about this one.
Seeing what an absolute awesome game, man.
Lies. Lies.
Yeah, it's completely sarcastic.
I mean, I was more surprised at the fact that Jared Goff played good compared to Andy Dalton. But the Bears came away with the win. Last-second field goal that I kind of question as a Packer fan. But, hey, it worked. I was just having flashbacks to the double doink.
I'm going to be honest with you, as a Bears fan, I didn't have a good feeling that the kick was going to go in. I'm like, what if they block it right here or something?
We're still in the playoff hunt, man.
Every time.
How messed up is that?
Every time they kept kneeling the ball, I'm like, oh, my God, you have the opportunity to score. Just score.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying, man. Nagy needed a win.
Yeah, but it just seems like he's always playing to lose, not playing to win.
That you think that was the longest drive the Bears have had this season? Had to be.
I think I heard it.
How many plays was it?
They got the ball. Yeah, like they got the ball with like 8.5 minutes left, and the Lions didn't touch the ball, and the Bears kicked it as time expired. But yeah, it was like 15 plays, and they knelt it, and they kneeled down three times in a row, or whatever it was.
Jeez, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 17. There was, it looks like, honestly, like 2019 plays here.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and count it the whole time because that wouldn't be entertaining. But, you know, Andy Dalton was pretty solid. 24-39, 317 yards, one touchdown, one pick. He was sacked once, too. But he had about 16.8 fantasy points, so it was a solid QB2 outing. Montgomery did not do too well with 17 attempts for 46 yards on the ground, no touchdowns, only had about 7.4 fantasy points. I mean, I just want to get your quick analysis. Are you guys worried about Montgomery a little bit with Justin Fields not being out?
Go ahead, Ike.
I still think he's going to get his touches. It was just a weird game. They're still easing him back, too. I mean, he just got off.
17 touches is easing him back, huh?
It is, yeah. Usually he gets like 20, 25 plus receiving.
He got 20 total opportunities, 3 targets, 3 receptions for 28 yards. So I'd say he got the full workload majority. I mean, Herbert was a non-factor in this one, 4 attempts for 9 yards.
I mean, but like I said, that 17 carries the 20 touches. Monty's usually seeing 25, 27 touches, though, man. And
at least last year he was.
With Nagy's quarterback back in the game, Andy Dalton, he wanted to make sure just carve the Lions up through the air. What did Dalton throw it? 39 times? Has Fields thrown it 39 times since he's been in the game? I highly doubt
it. No.
Has he even gone over 30 times?
Maybe once or twice, but
one of the games where you're down a lot.
Yeah.
The Bears offense was kind of just everyone's offense in this game was just kind of dink and dump down the field. The running just backs didn't stagnant. Do a whole lot for either teams. And obviously DeAndre Swift went down with injury, but I've heard good things.
I haven't heard good things. I've just heard that it isn't serious.
Day to day, Mike. Which is good news.
I was going to say, because I hadn't heard anything about it being serious. That was my one concern with it. Because the shoulder being a running back, man, you're lowering your shoulder almost every play. Mm-hmm. You need that shoulder.
Roquan put all of his weight on that tackle, too.
Roquan's a beast.
Best middle linebacker of football.
Well, no, don't be stupid.
Your leading receptions guy for the Bears was Cole Kmet, but the guy who led the team in receiving yards was Darnell Mooney on 123 yards, 5 receptions off of 8 targets. The guy's a big play waiting to happen.
Back-to-back weeks so over 100 yards, man.
Yep. With Allen Robinson out, man, he's a full-go wide receiver.
Even with Allen Robinson, and he was doing better.
Oh, look who's willing to turn the corner. I remember, you know, probably about 4 weeks ago, me and Dylan were like, yeah, who's the better wide receiver the rest of the season?
Mooney Allen Robinson's obviously better talent-wise, but...
Well, duh.
Justin Fields doesn't like him.
That's not what we talk about.
Andy Dalton.
We talk about fantasy.
Sometimes great NFL players make terrible fantasy players, and sometimes terrible NFL players make great fantasy players. Look at Jameis Winston and Blake Bortles.
One year.
Jalen Hurts.
Yep. But it was encouraging to see that Cole Kmet did lead the team in targets with 11. Mm-hmm. He did have the team high 8 receptions, but only 65 yards. So it was a very low catch per yards. Only 8.1.
He's just got to be more consistent, because 2 weeks ago he had another good game too and led the Bears in catches and receiving yards. But then last week against the Ravens, I'm pretty sure he did absolutely nothing, if I'm not mistaken. He's just got to.
Yeah, he did absolutely nothing, because I remember him being one of your guys.
Yeah, if he could stay consistent going into next season, he should have tight end one upside. I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit, but.
Let's be honest, though. It's not that hard to
depends
have
on how this passing offense goes.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I mean, if Nagy gets fired, man. This offense could completely change.
But, he's gone. He's got one foot out the door.
I want to talk majority about the time about this game, about the Bears side, because let's be honest, there's not much going on the Lions side of things with this one, besides DeAndre Swift being the big news, getting hurt. Jamal Williams came in and had 15 attempts for 65 yards.
Hawkinson caught a touchdown, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but it was only on 3 targets. 3 targets, 3 receptions.
Hey, for a tight end, touchdown is the moneymaker.
Yeah, he got hurt as well.
Yeah, for your streaming tight ends. Hawkinson's no streaming tight end. We're looking for the volume for Hawkinson, and he just did not
receive. The volume's not there. Guys, this is why I wasn't high on DeAndre Swift coming into this season, is what's wrong with Hawkinson right now. Because everyone loved Hawkinson. Everyone thought he was a top 5 tight end. But
isn't he still a top 8 tight end still, at least?
I'm not sure. But
he might even be top 5 still.
But I don't care. Talk to anybody who owns TJ Hawkinson and ask if they're...
I'm sure it's not fun.
Right. I'd rather have Dan Arnold, and he had a 0 last week. But Hawkinson's had 2 Hawkinson's had 2 games where he's had 0 points, Ike. And Dan Arnold had the one last week, but I guarantee the last month of the season, the last 4 games, Dan Arnold has out-targeted TJ Hawkinson. Both offenses stink. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is better than Jared Goff. I'd rather shit on me if you guys want. Michael Platt, clip this, throw this on our social media, whatever. But I would rather have Dan Arnold than TJ Hawkinson.
No fucking chance, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
11 targets, 9 targets, 11, the one which was bad, 8-3 still. I mean, he's still getting the targets.
How many games of double-digit fantasy points in that span?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The only one was against Pittsburgh where he got 1 target, 0 catches.
Yeah, believe it or not, he's still tight end 3 on the year in PPR formats.
That is so
That's how brutal tight end is.
That is so. This
if
is
you
why,
don't have that, Kelsey, this you're goes, pretty much
yeah.
screwed. Granted, Dan Arnold has been good the past couple of weeks, but he's sitting here at tight end.
This goes back to me at the beginning of the season not wanting to draft any tight ends early. You just stream the fucking position.
Literally, the only one, if you miss Travis Kelsey. Even like Darren Waller has been hit or miss.
Like, I had a league where I started with Dallas Goedert and Noah Fant, and I don't have either of those guys anymore, and I've gotten by just fine with Ricky Seals-Jones when he was good for those couple weeks, and now Arnold when he's good for those couple weeks.
Now would be a good time to have Dallas Goedert, but...
Pat Freiermuth, stuff like that, guys. You can just stream the position and find the good matchups during the week, and I'm all about that life.
See, There's literally two or three tight ends I would play every week and feel somewhat comfortable.
Right. And if you draft someone like Hockenson, you have to play him no matter what the matchup is. You good feel like you have to play him. And that's so ridiculous to me. Am I right?
But he's a tight end three or four or whatever. And he has a zero and on his thing. That's crazy.
You're mainly handcuffed to play him because of where you drafted.
Even like Darren Waller lately, he's been blah. But you feel like you have to play him, and no matter what matchup, you have to play him.
Well, that's the funny thing about tight end is it's a mix of volume and touchdown opportunities. I mean, that look at Darren Waller. He's getting the volume, but no touchdown opportunities, it seems like, this year. Look at Gronkowski. He's getting the touchdown opportunities.
And gets
zero volume.
Yeah.
It's hard to find that nice even middle. That's why there's only one Travis Kelce. But
and George Kittle lately is pretty dependent.
What about Kyle Pitts, guys? He's had two really good weeks, and the rest have just been bad.
Let's
save also because Matt Ryan sucks.
Yeah, let's save this Kyle Pitts talk for the Atlanta versus Jacksonville.
Okay. Hold that. My bad.
You're all good.
Keep this train a chugging.
Yeah, I mean, other than Hockenson and then DeAndre Swift when he's healthy, Josh Reynolds had a sighting this week, but we can't trust that long term. He might be a deep add because they did use a waiver claim on him. Let's be honest. I mean, they're still paying him his salary, what he was getting before.
He's
a stash.
Yeah. I feel like they're using him. He's going to be the wide receiver one in the offense the rest of the season.
Josh Reynolds?
Yes. Yeah. He's got a little bit more experience than Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Him and Goff had the connection already. So,
yep.
Yeah, they had the connection back when Reynolds was on the Rams. I mean, but other than that, we're just sticking with Hockenson and Swift. So we'll move on to this second game here.
Fuck, that was the first game.
we went off script, ramble on about
Dylan talking about Hockenson.
Yep, there's Dylan for you.
Chlorophyll.
Well, we had another thriller. It was the Las Vegas Raiders at the Dallas Cowboys, and the Raiders snuck out with a victory in overtime, the game-winning field goal by Daniel Carlson.
This was the only game that didn't make me want to sleep.
Did anybody see Skip Bayless's tweet or whatever after the Cowboys
lost? He looked like he was crying.
Suicide watch, man.
Yeah, he looked like he was having a rough time.
Oh, my God. It was the weirdest video ever. It was like 30 seconds of him going...
I looked over at my father-in-law yesterday, and I'm like, why do I feel like it's tradition now that we sit here and watch the Cowboys lose every Thanksgiving?
And fuck it up in some weird way. It's just perfect every time.
In fairness, they
granted they're out.
Two wide receivers and their starting left tackle.
Zeke is...
He's not 100% healthy.
Did you see the report that came out that they're nursing an injury?
Yeah, it's going to be Tony Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's definitely banged up, and if they plan on making a run for the playoffs, they're not going to overuse Zeke.
They're going to make the playoffs. I don't think the Eagles will catch him, but
yeah, this is what they drafted Pollard for, to be able to give Zeke some rest along the way.
And hopefully, everyone wasn't scared off of Dak missing his weapons because he still threw up a pretty solid fantasy day.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. Derek Carr, he was 24-39 for 373 yards. He's always hitting that 300-yard mark. I just don't understand it. He had only one touchdown, though, zero picks. And that could be because, you know, Marcus Mariota came in and vultured a touchdown. And then we got Josh Jacobs hitting the end zone. But only 88 yards rushing on 22 attempts. I mean,
it's not bad.
It's not bad. But
I mean, fine. Moves the chains.
Yeah. Yeah, we just like to see a little bit more efficiency with that. I mean, but the nice thing about Jacobs is he's more involved in that passing game, just like we like to see. He got four targets, caught two of them for 25 yards. He had a long of 17. So, I mean, he's looking spry. They're going to need that with Darren Waller's new pop-up of this injury. Ike, any word
IT
on this?
Band. It's an IT band in his knee. I don't know what that means.
It's an institute.
But
of
I saw on Twitter that it was like literally one of the weirdest, like not many people get this injury. So I don't know.
The South Harmon Institute of Technology.
Shit college.
Where the shit sandwiches.
What do you want to do with your degree? I want to blow stuff up with my mind. But on the receiving end of things, man, Hunter Renfrow having himself a day. Nine targets, caught eight of them for 134 yards. No touchdown, but goddamn, in PPR, this was a hell of a day. 21.6 points. You even got DeSean Jackson, reminiscent of 2012 here.
Terrible coverage on that play, by the way.
For
that
terrible touchdown. Tackling, too.
He still looks fast as shit, though, man.
It's how long can that hammy hold up? Four targets, three receptions for 102 yards. He cracked it. He was the one touchdown for Derek Carr. He had Darren Waller with five targets, but like we said, he had that injury, so that's probably attributed to the reason why Zay Jones led the. It was the second lead.
Didn't he go out earlier too with a back injury, Darren Waller?
I know he went out earlier. I just can't remember exactly.
I think I could have swore I saw back on my.
Apologize to me, Michael Plant. I brought up Zay Jones' name after the Ruggs incident, and you shit all over me.
Absolutely.
And now, how many fantasy points they score?
And now his time has come.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, it hasn't.
11.3 points. Woohoo.
That's actually better than I thought.
I'm playing. Who would you rather play, Van Jefferson or Zay Jones?
Van.
Getting the van.
And that's a third wide receiver. Zay Jones is your second.
Odell Beckham season, man.
Please shut up.
So we'll jump over to the Cowboys side of things.
I thought we already talked about them.
Who?
The Cowboys.
Really. I mean, we talked about
it. I thought we did. Yeah, we said Dak was good. Zeke sucked.
Hey, no, he didn't suck. He had 11 fantasy points because he fell in the end zone. Yeah. He fucked up my parlay, though, I'll tell you that. I had DeSean Jackson over like...
I'm sure DeAndre Swift fucked it up too, so...
Yeah, he didn't.
No, what really fucked up your parlay is Zeke getting eight targets. Six catches.
That's
he's
weird.
Still relevant, guys.
That's weird.
I know he's banged up, but he's still relevant. He's still getting, 17...
Expect that to go down a little bit, though.
A little bit.
They said they want to... Keep them rested.
But what we aim for is the running back that gets 15 opportunities a game. I know me and Dylan always harp on it when it comes to Miles Gaskin and Miles Sanders. But 15 is that nice ideal number mm-hmm. we want for a running back. If these injuries last a little bit longer, because I know Amari Cooper is supposed to be out this next week because he is not vaccinated. But,
another week? Fuck, man.
Yeah. Being that
CD should be good.
Yeah, CD coming back. Can we trust the production from Cedric Wilson? 10 targets, led the team, 7 receptions, 104 yards.
I don't think so. If one of the receivers, if CD or Cooper come back, because then you got Gallup, then you got CD, then you got
that's right.
Schultz. So I don't love it.
If you're in a deep league, I'd pick him up. Like 12, 14 or whatever. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say in this offense, he's as close as you can get to, you know, what
is bust.
Well, no, what I was going to say is, I guess a handcuff wide receiver. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't love it though. Unless you got a deep bench.
Yeah. I mean, cause it's purely injury based is what we're playing Cedric Wilson on. Excuse me. Do we trust Dalton Schultz, man? He gets the red zone targets, though.
Gotta start him.
Is it Dalton Schultz or Dalton Knox the rest of the year?
Dawson Knox for one.
Touche. Yeah, you can correct me.
Threw me off for a second. I was like, "Who the fuck?"
I'm gonna take Dawson Knox there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He had two touchdowns last week, right?
Yeah.
Last game, I want to say
it was only on three catches though.
Once again, going back to streaming the tight end position instead of drafting somebody early, you just gave me two more examples, Michael Plan, of Dalton Schultz, who is undrafted.
Crazy.
Dawson Knox, who is undrafted.
Blake Jarwin over Dalton Schultz, Dalton Schultz before the year too. And yeah. I was like, what? Because Dalton Schultz killed it last year towards the end.
Yep.
Blake Jarwin just can't stay healthy, it seems like. But so we'll move on to our next game then, because that's pretty much all I want to talk about with the Cowboys, unless we're talking about Skip Bayless crying again.
It's always good.
It is always good. So we'll go with our a finale game on Thanksgiving, which was probably the worst game of them all, ending score-wise. Buffalo Bills beating the Saints 31-6, man. It was a rout.
Yeah.
So I saw the, stat line on the bottom of the ticker on ESPN for the Saints. I didn't if you're just a casual football fan, you have no idea who those guys were. Tony Jones was the leading running back. The fucking wide receiver was
you would have no damn clue.
Who was the wide receiver? I couldn't even mention the name right now. It was just stupid.
Trevor that Simeon offense is brutal.
Yeah, it was. We don't really need to talk about the Saints.
No, all of them were out. Kamara out, Ingram out, yeah. Thomas out, Troutman out.
Oh, it was a pitiful day in the Saints department for offense, man. I feel bad for the defense because I felt like I see every time I watched this game, it was 75% of the time it was the Saints defense out of the field.
Let's talk about the Bills, guys. Let me ask you a question.
Maybe I don't want to talk about the Bills.
let me ask you a question. Zach Moss was a healthy scratch. That gives us a better feel for the backfield now, right?
Absolutely
not. Apparently not, because Matt Breida is all of a sudden... No,
right. But it was worse when it was a three.
Oh, yeah, because it was Breida and Moss. Dude. I don't know why Moss was a healthy scratch, to be honest. But
they like Breida better, but then it's like you don't have that goal line back. So who's
you don't have the power back,
line?
Yeah.
Who's getting the goal line touches? Wasn't
Josh Allen. Allen.
Yeah, that's fair. I didn't watch this game super deep.
It's Breida.
It was an ass kicking. But can we play Breida though? Are you okay? Are we comfortable with doing that? There's
no chance I'm playing him in 10 team.
We can't trust any
running back
in this backfield. Let's be honest.
But why? We did earlier this season with Zach Moss.
That's because it was a two-headed monster. Now it's a three-headed
monster. No, it's a two-headed monster. It was Zach Moss.
Zach Moss is gone.
It's a healthy scratch. It's back to two.
They were trying things out, man. I mean, maybe
it worked. They just throttled them.
I would do Breida over Singletary.
A Saints team that did not have a starting quarterback, a starting running back, a starting wide receiver. Their tackles were banged up. Their tight ends on IR. They were trying things out. They knew this was a game they could get away with that.
I think it's Breida over Singletary, though, because Breida can do everything.
I can see that, too. He catches passes and stuff. He's fast.
So does Singletary, though. Singletary gets
– Singletary at the start of the year was top three in
– targets.
Snaps out wide or whatever, so
– It's honestly – Who knows? It's opportunity.
I guess. Whoever has the hot hand.
Yeah, that's
– Which means don't roster any of them.
Well, no, you can roster them. It's just good luck trying to pick the running back.
Don't start him.
Yeah.
Some weeks it'll hit, some it will fail terribly.
We want to talk about a player that's hitting lately, though. Let's talk about Stephon Diggs.
He's back. He's back.
Touchdowns, at least.
He's back in the saddle again, man. Nine targets, seven receptions.
I'm back.
Only 74 yards, but that's not a big issue when you get the tutty, man. This is back-to-back weeks now.
Was that two touchdowns or was it one?
Just one tutty. Dalton Knox got the two touchdowns. Matt Breida got one.
I think it was last week they had two touchdowns.
Yeah, I was going to say it's back-to-back weeks now for Stephon Diggs of 20-point performances in PPR formats. Are we gonna trust this consistency down the stretch, or are we just
– I would.
Diggs? Yeah. Oh, must start. Yeah.
Well, no, obviously must start. But do we trust this?
You probably can't
– Low end.
You can't rely on the touchdowns, realistically, but –
Yeah, because that's my point. He's not getting the volume he saw last year. That's what made Stephon Diggs last year, is the volume he saw.
But we know he's also a big play waiting to happen, so maybe if the touchdown goes away, maybe he hits
maybe
a couple more big plays or something.
To win. Get the ball to Stephon Diggs.
Oh, yeah, there's not many games now that Buffalo is playing from behind to where they have to throw the ball, like last week against the Colts, where Stephon Diggs was a main focus of that offense.
Yep.
But yeah, let's touch on Dalton Knox a little bit, man. Only three targets, three receptions, but man, 32 yards and two touchdowns.
Touchdowns.
He comes back from injury and instantly becomes a tight end one.
It's his damn touchdowns, man. He kind of reminds me of a knockoff version of Rob Gronkowski right now. Not many targets, but man, this offense is so hot. I mean, he's given the score any week.
Got to start him every week.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Dalton Knox or TJ Hockenson rest of the stretch.
Fuck.
Dawson Knox, stop calling him Dalton.
I don't know why I keep calling him.
I'll be the one to take TJ Hockenson.
Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox. Take the upside in the offense.
I'll take the targets.
Man, that's a tough one for me. I'm one that's hard to trust touchdowns, so I'm going to have to probably go Hockenson.
You asked the question, it is tough for you, huh?
Yeah,
we like to think
it's
you
easy.
Knew it before you answered.
Keep asking the questions, guys. It's the answering one that's the hard part here. Cole Beasley only saw 5 targets. I caught all 5 of them for 46 yards. But he's still, I mean, that's his role. He's the underneath guy. Yeah. So, I mean, you could play him as a solid wide receiver 3. Just you don't expect much upside, like usually every year with him.
Mm.
So let's just jump right into these player game previews. But
finally.
I know, yeah, finally.
25 minutes in.
You got to zoom through them, zoom through them, zoom through them.
Zoom, zoom.
Well, let's zoom through these bye weeks real quick. We got the Arizona Cardinals and the Kansas City Chiefs on bye weeks, 2 powerhouses.
Yeah.
Finally get to give Kyler Murray, though, the rest that he deserves.
I mean, he's already rested for 3 weeks.
Yeah, he needs more, though.
Yep.
Hopkins is the one that needs it more, if I'm being mm-hmm. honest. But, Dylan, you want to take over these player game previews and while I look up these injuries here?
Oh, sure. Tennessee Titans at the New England Patriots is our first game. Start with the Patriots, and Mac Jones is really coming into his own, guys. But, unfortunately –
not this week.
Unfortunately, it doesn't do anything for fantasy football, though, with his no rushing or – like,
no,
he was 22 of 26 for 207 yards, was efficient, had a touchdown last week. You know how many fantasy points he scored?
12.
11. Right, man.
It's not that he's the great play. It's he's making everybody else around him better, and that's what we were hoping for.
He is
given the ceiling a rise for the New England Patriots players.
Is he though?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, the defense is kind of carrying that team a little bit.
Is the defense giving Hunter Henry the touchdown every week? No, that's Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cam Newton, if he was still there, he'd be running it in. We're seeing it now with the C-Mac owners; they're not very happy.
Yeah,
I mean, C-Mac's still getting his.
Yeah, but he's not getting his touchdowns.
But yeah,
it's fine if he's getting targeted 10 times and rushing at 15.
I don't think this is the year we'll ever be able to count on Jones for fantasy production.
No, he's a solid QB too, and that's all he'll ever be this year. This year. Next year, he can always take the step up.
But let me
just run over the quick injuries, though, for the Patriots since I got him here up. We got Jonnu Smith questionable with the shoulder. Hunter Henry was also popped up questionable with his neck. I'd keep an eye on that one. Either one of those are out, I'd probably go with the other one because it seems like Mac Jones really likes his tight ends. Damian Harris is questionable with the neck, and then Ramondre Stevenson is questionable with the knee. Go ahead, though.
What do we do with the backfield after we just heard that, guys? All right, we start Damian Harris, or we start Ramondre Stevenson?
If they're healthy, yeah.
I mean, we're starting whoever's healthy, honestly.
Are you starting them? But you're start. How about both? If they're both healthy, what
I
do you do?
You can't. I don't think you can
Damian. Damian over Ramondre.
I'm not, and Mike, I'm not asking you if you could put a both in your lineup. I'm asking you, if both are available to play, can you play them both still?
I'd rather have Damian still for now.
No, you can't play both of them. That's what I was getting at. You can't play both of them.
I don't think you're understanding what
you're
saying.
You're not understanding my question.
No,
you're not picking up what he's putting down.
No, I am absolutely picking up what he's putting down. I mean,
then who are you not starting?
Ramondre.
Okay.
So if Damian Harris plays, you won't start Ramondre Harris.
Yeah.
Or Ramondre Stevenson. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. All it takes is one fumble for Ramondre, and he's back at the doghouse. Where Damian Harris, we've seen with him, Bill Belichick is given a longer leash.
He's still the RB1, so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Quote, unquote.
And how about the receiver production, Mike? You said that you feel good about what Mac Jones is doing with everybody else. Are you comfortable starting either of the receivers?
I'm comfortable starting one just because he's trending up, and it's Kendrick Bourne.
Okay. That's the guy who I thought you were going to say.
Nelson Aguilar had the touchdown last week, and, you know, that's always nice to see. But the guy who's been really trending up, in my opinion, has been Kendrick Bourne.
He just doesn't see the targets. But
That's the thing.
He's a big receiver. Play waiting to happen.
Like in the beginning of the season, he really wasn't getting the targets. But lately, I mean, last three games, he's got 19 targets. I mean, that's about six targets a game. It's a solid baseline.
Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah.
I'm looking some difference. You said last four games. Okay.
Yeah, last four games.
Okay.
So that's actually about five targets again. So, I mean, but still, a solid baseline. I mean, it's just this offense. The offense doesn't throw.
That's the best you're going to get in that offense because it's going first.
I mean, this one, it kind of seems like your wide receivers are going to fluctuate. Like, for a stretch, you're going to have Kendrick Bourne. Kendrick Bourne's the guy right now. Like, earlier, it was Jacoby Myers. He was the guy.
I honestly wouldn't want to start any of them because one of them can be
just real quick,
the top target.
Yeah, rated as of right now, who would you have? 1, 2, 3 out of Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers, and Nelson Aguilar.
Exactly how you said it.
Probably that, yeah.
Exactly like that?
But Bourne and Myers are pretty close. Like, super close. I still think Myers can be pretty good.
But let's jump over to the Tennessee Titans, guys. LaPlante, what's going on the injury front with them, with these bagged-up wide receivers?
A.J. Brown was not spotted at the open portion Friday's practice, which means that he is going to be ruled out this Sunday. It's not good. Jeremy McNichols was also ruled out with this concussion.
Nick Westbrook.
Nikina Westbrook. Marcus Johnson was put on the IR. So yeah. Even more. I mean, are we finally going to see some Anthony Firkser?
If AJ
targets last week, right? Like maybe five, I think, something like that.
If AJ Brown doesn't play, I don't want to start any of these Titans players. I'm all out. But we need to talk about the backfield because Adrian Peterson was cut. See you later, pal.
Hilliard's the guy you want.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. He got the most touches last week.
It's all super weird.
That's all I know.
You can't roster any of these guys.
No chance. But if you're in a deep league, you might as well pick up one of them.
Yeah, fuck it.
he might do something. Maybe.
I'll be honest. I don't want anybody in this backfield, man. It's a running back by committee now without Derrick Henry.
You can make a very good case. You don't want anyone from this offense right now.
Yep, good deal. We can move on.
Yeah, next game,
Pittsburgh.
You don't want to start him.
Yeah, you're not starting.
No chance.
Next game, Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow, guys, in this decent matchup against Pittsburgh, he's probably a borderline quarterback one this week, right? Pittsburgh's been given up some yards. Justin Fields made them look silly a bit. Love that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Burrow's been nice. I mean, the attempts are down, man. We know what this offense is. When this offense gets up, man, they want to be balanced. They don't want to.
They really want to use Mixon a lot.
Yeah, they don't want to win the game with Joe Burrow. They want to win it with Mixon. I mean, if they have to, this is why they got Joe Burrow. They have the opportunity to win games because of him. They don't want to make it their go-to. It's clear they want to be a more...
Especially with the offensive line not being great, they don't want Joe getting demolished back there.
Yeah, and I don't... It's they're kind of...
Which is weird. They got one of the best receiving cores in the league, so...
I know, but they're kind of pulling like a Green Bay Packers when Matt LaFleur went and started coaching them. Like, it just became way more balanced. Like, the Packers was... pass heavy. That was the Bengals. Their defense was so bad that they were just pass heavy.
Now defense got a lot better.
Yeah, they're trying to make that transition into being a more balanced offense. So, I mean, Joe Burrow
made T. Higgins pretty much almost not starterable.
Yeah, because everyone was saying this was going to be the Cowboys of the AFC, man, being able to support three wide receivers, and it's only looking like
Jamar Chase literally
is being supported.
I was so wrong about that.
bringing up the receivers, LaPlante, Tyler Boyd saw 8 targets last week. Do you guys trust that or not so much?
I mean, I did.
I put him ahead of Higgins now.
You would.
Yeah. Higgins is – he's just not running the routes he was last year, and I don't know.
He's not that deep threat anymore. It's because
no.
Jamar Chase came in.
They're using him short, and that's not – I don't think that's his game. Mm-hmm. No, Use him as a red zone threat, if anything. He's tall.
Jumping over the Steelers now, Roethlisberger. Nah, not
usable. Post-COVID, Big Ben, you don't want him.
No.
Hey, can we just hey? He had his first QB1 performance.
Yeah, Ben, congrats.
It's probably been a few years since that.
Congrats, man.
1 year.
Congrats. Moving on. Najee Harris must start. Deontay Johnson start. Ike's the resident Chase Claypool hater. Are you starting?
Why? No, I'm still not starting him.
You can start him as long as he's
why? Out. Why?
Because they're showing him targets, man. Without Juju in.
How many? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second to pull it up. I was opening a beer, guys.
Has he reached top 10 fantasy points lately?
All right. Last game he had 9 targets, which was second leading on the
team. How many fantasy points?
14.4.
Okay. PBR. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. My ass.
Not bad. What does that even mean?
That's fantastic, considering he was throwing him the ball.
No, don't be stupid. Fantastic.
Considering he was throwing him the ball? We just talked about his first QB1 performance.
Chase Claypool is a wide receiver 3. Moving forward.
Yeah, Ike. And his upside's killed.
Which means he's a starter, Ike.
No, don't be stupid.
You can start him.
How about Freiermuth in this matchup?
No, answer me this question.
Time over 10 fantasy points in the past 4 weeks. Five weeks.
He's been injured.
He's better than T. Higgins, I'll give you that.
So you take Chase Claypool the rest of the season over T.
Unfortunately.
Then he's a wide receiver 3.
What's that make Higgins then? Barely. I did say he's barely 4. Startable.
Wide receiver 4, flex.
I wouldn't even start Claypool anymore. You guys can if you want.
Freiermuth, startable every week.
Every week now that Eric Ebron is looking like he's going to be out for the rest of the year. It's looking like he's going to have some season-ending surgery.
All right, good deal. Next.
Oh dang!
The Muth man.
We had some questions here that I didn't even realize. My bad, guys. Shane had a question. He wants to know which defense should I play: Houston or Philly?
Philadelphia.
No, hold on. Who's Houston playing?
Houston play
the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets.
All right. And who does Philly play?
The Giants. Who's going to turn it over more, Joe Flacco
Wilson.
Zach Wilson? Is it Zach Wilson?
It is Zach Wilson.
I think I'm rolling out with Houston's defense this week.
No, man. Philadelphia.
Houston's defense is for some reason loved this week in DFS. So if DFS love them, might as well try it.
I think, honestly, my opinion, pay attention to Darius Slay. Darius Slay plays – I play Philly's defense. If Slay's out, I'm going to Houston.
Sure. I can't believe Ike said that he's not going with Philly's defense because of his hatred with Daniel Jones.
I do hate Daniel Jones with a passion.
Move on, Michael Plant. We're already 40 minutes into this. We've gotten through 2 games.
Yep, we're going to have that. Mitch wants to know what our thoughts. He traded Kupp for Cordell, Ayuk, and Justin Jefferson.
Good deal, man.
That's good a job. Good haul. Good haul,
yeah,
man.
Shit, man. Ayuk's finally starting to figure it out.
Yeah, I just hope Cordell gets his act together with his health. And that's quite a haul, man. Good job. So move on here. We'll move on to the next game since we all agreed that Chase Claypool is better than T. Higgins and as a wide receiver 3 and is startable.
Oh, we segued right into our next game with the New York Jets at the Houston Texans. What a slobber knocker of a matchup, guys.
Might be the best game.
LaPlante, Corey Davis wasn't at practice today, right?
No, he was actually.
He was, okay.
Yeah, it is trending like he is going to be playing.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Elijah Moore is number 1 there anyways.
Yeah, but he's questionable for Sunday's game. He had a limited practice today, so that's good.
There's no Michael Carter, so I do like the possibility of Ty Johnson this week. It's not completely gross.
No, it is.
Okay. Yeah, it's gross. I don't want to touch the running back.
I don't want any of those guys.
Because they usually go back to Tevin Coleman, man.
Are we chasing the upside with Elijah Moore this week with Zach Wilson back at quarterback then?
Ooh.
I am.
Or is he just going to go back to be to just targeting the shit out of Corey Davis?
I'm going to say this now. It could very well go to being targeting the crap out of Corey Davis again.
Yeah.
But we've seen Elijah Moore now with Mike White, Josh Johnson, and Joe Flacco. And he's been productive with all three of those. I think we can trust him with Zach Wilson. It's just a matter of he's getting involved. The talent shows, man. He's had three quarterbacks.
He's good.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, he was saved a couple times by touchdowns, but you can't take the touchdowns away. They happen. So,
I mean, yeah, it's a bad team. You're going to get a lot of garbage time.
Mm-hmm. But jumping over to the Houston Texans, Tyrod Taylor, guys, if you're desperate, you guys might laugh. But if you're desperate, you can play Tyrod.
Three QB out of his this week, man.
Yeah, 12. He was my start quarterback in my article this week, and
Shit, you finally did it, huh?
Yeah, yep. And I put Tyrod Taylor in it, guys.
That's awesome.
But 16 fantasy points in three out of his four starts, which is pretty solid. So yeah, I'm rolling him out in this.
He's got a solid floor. It's the rushing.
Rex Burkhead. Or David Johnson now with Philip Lindsay on the Dolphins? I actually got asked this question.
I think I need to like take it
by someone on Facebook
before I answer this, because that is just
yeah. Try to answer a start sit question between these guys.
Rex Burkhead and David Johnson. Oof, man. Game script dependent. It seems like Rex Burkhead's the guy. He's the Mark Ingram role that we saw earlier this year, where he's going to get the early down, first, second down work.
Yes.
David Johnson's the pass down yet. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with this one, they could be up on the Jets. So I could see it being a Rex Burkhead game this week.
That's who I told him to start was Rex Burkhead. Like, anything to add?
Not a bit.
Nice analysis. All right.
Thank you.
You're starting Brandon Cooks. But Nico Collins, we giving him a look? He caught that touchdown last week, right?
No, honestly, I'm only trusting Brandon Cooks.
All right, fair. Jump to the next game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Indianapolis Colts. What's going on in the injury front there, LaPlante?
Oh, man. Tampa Bay just having a rough go at it with these injuries. But they do have Gronk back finally. Mike Evans was questionable, but he is off the report now. Same with Godwin. He's finally off the report. The only guy we got to worry about now is Antonio Brown with that ankle. It looked like
he ain't playing.
Yeah, he was ruled out. I remember seeing an update that said when he first got the analysis on this injury, they said it was going to be a six-week injury.
Why didn't they put him on IR then?
Bruce Arians said week 13. Pretty sure it's next week, right?
Yeah, which is – Right when playoffs.
We're week 12, right?
Yeah, right when playoffs start to begin, man. So we're hoping that he's back by then. But yeah. Other than that, we're good.
It's a damn good thing you traded for him, Mike. Damn good thing.
Dude, I was out of the playoffs anyways. I was just fucking sending it.
Doesn't matter. Swift's down anyways.
Yeah. Every trade I made this year has basically been irrelevant. Al Robinson for Claypool, both suck. Claypool's better than Robinson.
One
a little
is
bit.
Tremendously worse, and his name is Al Robinson. If you didn't know that,
dude, they're like one's a wide receiver 50 and one's a wide receiver 45. They're pretty much the same.
All right.
Go ahead.
Are we worried about Fournette after Ronald Jones scored the touchdown last week? And this matchup isn't great. Matchup's not good against the Colts, man. They get beat up pretty good through the air, but on the ground, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not worried.
You're still
– Scott, start him.
All right. Alan
somebody, somebody make that sound stop happening.
Sorry, that was me on the ledge.
What in the world?
He's over there sweating because I'm about to tell him.
Robinson's probably wide receiver 70, isn't he?
67. Chase
is
wide receiver 44.
Dude, I was fucking close on that one.
Allen Robinson has
69. I said one was 50 and one was 45.
I'll even be nice. Allen Robinson's got 70 fantasy points PPR on the year. where are you? Chase Claypool.
Why are we talking about this irrelevant thing right now?
That's fair. I'll give you that. We're starting Chris Godwin. We're starting Mike Evans. We're starting Leonard Fournette. You don't fray that Ronald Jones got the touchdown, man. This is a great offense. They're going to have a lot of scoring opportunities. Leonard Fournette's getting the passing work. We all thought Gio was going to come in and be that guy, but it's Leonard, even in the two-minute drills.
Leo the Lion.
You start Antonio Brown whenever he's healthy. Obviously, we're not starting him this week.
He hasn't been healthy in 6 weeks.
I know, but when he's healthy, man, this offense is better.
It's are you starting Gronk? How we feel about absolutely. Gronk?
You're starting Gronk. He's healthy in this offense. It's the same method of thinking with Dawson Knox. There, I said his name correctly this time. But I think we can move on to the Colts then.
Whatever, man. Just keep going.
Jonathan Taylor, RB1.
RB1. Season. Dynasty 2. Deal
with it. RB1.
He's taking that load off of Derrick Henry.
For last year, we all gave him shit for not, like, breaking tackles or missing tackles. No, we legit, me and Dylan at least gave him shit for not missing tackles or breaking tackles this year.
He was bad.
He figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got better.
Yeah.
Last year, he was bad until the
– Agreed, yeah, until the last few years
where he played. The baby shit schedule, yeah.
Right.
And then this year, he's good. I'll eat my words. He's fucking awesome. Carson Wentz, decent matchup. I still don't love it and don't want to do it. You guys agree or are you all right with it?
Man.
I'd rather start Tyrod.
I guess you could start him.
Tyrod. I like it this week.
Over Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think Carson Wentz has the ceiling. No, he's got the ceiling play this week against Tampa Bay. Come on, we know.
Pretty sure he's the top 15 quarterback this year.
We know Tampa Bay is going to take the lead. We know they're going to fucking take that lead and run with it. So the Colts are going to have to throw the
ball. I don't know about that.
Not the way they've been playing lately, pal.
If Jonathan Taylor can run the ball like he has been.
No team can run on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bullshit. Wasn't it just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Khalil Herbert put up
over 100 yards.
If he can do that, I'm sure. I don't fucking know.
They got throttled.
45-3. Do you think anybody on the defense is trying to stop
him? Was it really 45-3?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think they were trying to stop him. Anybody
on defense is trying to stop him in the fourth quarter where they're like, fuck, we've already won this
game. I still would.
Yeah.
I'd say fuck him.
Michael Pittman, he's a starter every week. Yeah, starter every week, but I don't really care for anyone else in this offense.
Has some appeal this week.
I don't want T.Y.
As a deep flyer and a deep flyer.
You're just banking on Tampa Bay's defense being bad, which is fine.
Well, and also banking on them having to catch up.
Next game, Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants. Garbage time king Jalen Hurts might see a bunch of garbage time.
No,
so.
I don't know if this could be garbage.
What makes you say that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, you're right.
Victories.
I wasn't even thinking. My bad.
I wouldn't start any quarterback from this game.
Yeah, I don't love it much either.
Yeah, I wouldn't even start the backup.
Good one. I am starting Miles Sanders this week at fired up.
The Giants too. He's cheap.
Yep. The Giants run defense isn't great. You're just stuck on that Chris Carson over Miles Sanders. No, just the season thing, man.
Degenerative neck issue will be better than Miles Sanders.
Okay. No. We were banking on healthy. We're not going with fucking, injuries. Obviously injuries derail anybody. I just can't get on the Miles Sanders bandwagon.
Dude, he's getting the carries now lately.
Did you watch the game last week? He got pulled because he couldn't hold onto the ball twice.
That's been Miles Sanders' thing his whole career, man.
All right, if he continues to do it, you know who's playing?
Is it weird that you can possibly say in like 5 years that Miles Sanders can have a better career than Saquon Barkley?
No, it's not weird at all.
Bullshit. Because
I'm kidding.
Saquon Barkley is supposed to be the next guy.
They both came from Penn State too, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Miles Sanders was his backup.
Yeah, which is weird because, I don't know, Saquon's supposed to be this next God-given talent.
Other than, I will go with other options over Miles Sanders. If I have the other options of I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm thinking like Leonard Fournette or Miles Sanders. I'm going
Leonard. I'd probably go Leonard too.
Yeah, yeah.
I put Sanders like top 20 at least.
I could see him as a low RB2.
Yeah, top 20.
As long as he doesn't fumble the ball, that's the issue. I'm afraid he's going to get pulled because it's obvious that they're going to do it again. That if he does.
Yeah, no Jordan Howard. I just wanted to share this. I just wanted to share this chat or this stat with you. The Eagles have ran their last four games. The Eagles have ran the ball on 65% of their plays. 65%.
Yeah, them and the New England
Sanders Patriots gets 15 to 20. Hurts gets 10+.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Howard is out. I think Miles Sanders is a start for sure.
Mm-hmm. Devonta Smith, he's a start for me most pretty much for the rest of the season. I've had a love hate relationship with him throughout the season, but it's because he's boom or bust. That's just what he is with a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, who's hit or miss with his accuracy. Good, yeah, Devonta. Yeah, I agree with you, Ike. But I think he's a bust play moving forward. The plan, you agree?
Devonta Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's showing all the those things we look for in the breakouts from a rookie wide receiver in the second half of the season.
Just depends if Hurts can give him the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking his way. That's the big issue. I mean, it's
Goddard just misses him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but in the red zone, that's where he's looking for him. That's what we like.
Yep. And then Dallas Goedert he's in the streaming tight end category for me.
Tight end one. Top 12. That's what I should have said.
He just doesn't see the volume, to be honest, that we all thought he was going to, especially with
Zach Ertz. But for a tight end, it's fine.
Like, who would you rather have rest of the season, Zach Ertz or Dallas Goedert? No.
Goedert.
I would not.
Ah, fuck.
Zach Ertz has been better.
Is Kyler Murray the starter?
Zach Ertz will probably get more red zone opportunities.
I don't think it matters, Michael Plant.
It does.
What'd you say?
He asked if Kyler is the quarterback.
If Colt McCoy is the starting quarterback, I'd rather have Goedert.
It's Madden legend Colt McCoy, man.
Madden legend to you.
Madden legend and fucking real life legend.
Oh, Ike knows he's a legend too. He was there.
Yeah.
Fucking
80-yard throw.
Where were we? All right, the Giants. Daniel Jones against this defense, nope. I don't want any part of it.
No.
Please stop playing him.
Saquon, you don't love it, but you're starting him because he's Saquon Barkley.
He gets the targets, not the rushing yards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always just kind of been inefficient on the ground. Just it was big plays that saved him earlier in his career. I mean,
that's why you play him. He's the Tyreek Hill of running backs.
Wide receivers, Kenny Galladay, what a bust he's been. That's one guy that we definitely hit. Well, did we hit on him because he's been hurt? I don't know. But even when he's played, he hasn't done shit.
No.
I do like Kadarius Toney in this offense, especially if Sterling Shepard doesn't play. Mike, did we hear anything about Sterling Shepard? If he's available this week or not?
Let me find the Giants.
Because
here.
I'm curious to see what they do when both those guys are on the field because they both play in the slot. Yeah.
That is an O. He's out.
He's out. Okay. Then you're firing Kadarius Toney up.
No, we're not because he is doubtful.
Kadarius Toney is too.
Yes, he is doubtful.
I wouldn't even play Kenny Galladay. I don't want anybody from the offense except for Barkley.
You don't want John Ross?
No.
You don't love Evan Ingram either, so I think we can move on.
Well, I was going to say if this is ever the week to play him, you can play him this week.
Yeah, sure.
Play your tight ends against the Eagles.
Yeah.
These games are just awful, guys. Atlanta Falcons at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's talk about who's been awful. Matt Ryan. I don't even want to play him in this match.
Please stop playing him as your quarterback.
You can't.
I've been putting him on the drop list for our site for like the past few weeks because he's still owned over 70%. It's like, drop the dude. He's not doing it.
He's a QB2, man. That's all he is. He's no 10-team, 12-team redraft quarterback. That's it.
I wouldn't even want to start him in Superflex, especially with Cam Ridley out.
If Cordero can't go, which running back is it? Wayne Gallman, Mike Davis, or Quadre Allison, who led the team in rushing last week?
Your answer is, what is Kyle Pitts?
Wayne Gallman. Mike Davis got hurt, didn't he? Or at least banged up a little bit?
No, I don't trust this. I don't like this run game at all. When Cordarrelle Patterson was healthy, it wasn't the run game that gave him his value. It was the passing game.
Yeah, if it's not Cordarrelle, it's not anybody. But jumping to the pass catchers – if it's not Kyle Pitts, it's not anybody, and you don't even love that
Russell Gage, he'll have 8 targets and then he'll have 0 targets. He'll have 8 targets and then have 0 targets.
Like, so maybe 3 catches.
You can't trust him, so there's no chance I'm putting him in. And I don't want anyone else on the Falcons offense. It's kind of the same way with Jacksonville besides James Robinson and Dan Arnold. And you guys might not even like Dan Arnold after his goose egg he threw up last week.
Anything? The only one you can start from that is Marvin Jones.
Why the hell would we start Marvin Jones now? Like,
because he's at least getting the targets in that offense.
I think it was all on the last drive of the game. I'm pretty sure
he's still more reliable than Arnold.
It's James Robinson. That's the guy you want in this offense. I'm sorry.
And I know we lost Jamal Agnew now too, guys. That shit sucks.
He was good for a while.
I thought maybe with Agnew going down, maybe Chenault would slide into the slot. They just called someone from the practice squad. I forgot who it was, but he's mostly been a slot receiver for his whole career.
Stop believing Chenault. It's over.
Yeah, it's not Chenault this year.
It's over.
I wish he would have went to the Packers, man. That could have used him right.
Sure, yeah. Urban Meyer did say, though, recently that they want to put Chenault in the backfield, whatever that means.
Well, let's see it, man. Jump to the next game, Carolina Panthers at the Miami Dolphins. Like I said, these games just suck this weekend. Cam, Superman, he's back, guys. Are we playing him in this matchup against the Dolphins?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We are. Carolina's fighting for a playoff spot, man. This is why they went out and got Cam Newton with the injury to Sam Darnold.
Fantasy Pros has him as QB9. Like,
way too high.
Russell Wilson or Cam Newton?
Russell Wilson.
Matthew Stafford or Cam Newton?
Stafford.
Really?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins or Cam Newton?
Kirk Cousins, that's easy.
Joe Burrow or Cam?
Joe Burrow. I'm taking a lot of people over Cam Newton.
I think I'd take Cam Newton over Joe Burrow.
Carson Wentz over Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Man, you... Tyrod Taylor over Cam.
No.
I would take Tyrod, yeah.
I'd take Cam.
That means, Ike, you have him at, like, Tua Tagovailoa or Cam?
Cam.
Okay, so you have him as QB16.
Ike is suffering from being a Cam believer.
For 10 years.
I still think Cam's good, but... He's not going to be throwing a lot. He's going to be just running, and it's going to be a lot of Christian McCaffrey. I don't know. I just think it's a little bit. And plus, Dolphins' defense is getting better.
Yeah, definitely better. They're healthier. I don't love the matchup either, if I'm being honest. But his rushing – Cam's rushing floor.
I think you can guarantee that.
I think it saves his fantasy value. And I think he belongs around a quarterback one.
I think he's high-end QB2, low-end QB1.
Mm, agreed. You're starting Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore getting a little life with Cam under center. You're out, Michael Plant, still?
No, it's 1 week.
Right. You still got to start him.
You're starting DJ Moore, yes.
I mean, he got 7 targets for 50 yards. He only saved your day because he had a touchdown. Otherwise, he's Robbie Anderson for 5 catches for 30 yards.
Robbie Anderson got like 1 catch for 2 yards.
That's usually what he was doing
at the start of the year.
But I'm saying in this game, if he doesn't get the touchdown, he's basically Robbie Anderson for 5 catches for 30 yards.
Yeah, that's 8 fantasy points.
8 fantasy points from your wide receiver 1. Ooh.
No, it's probably your wide receiver 2.
Yeah, hopefully. But you drafted him as your wide receiver 1.
I would hope not.
Jumping over to the Dolphins now. Tua Tagovailoa has had some pretty good weeks recently, last week being one of them in a good matchup. This matchup, though, not a good one. So I'm not going to play him. Are you?
No. Oh,
thank you. Can't play him against the Carolina Panthers. Their defense is somewhat legit this year.
How about Miles Gaskin? It's an even week.
You're playing him solely on volume. You're not. You're plugging in your lineup, guys, and you are not watching the game.
Miles Sanders or Miles Gaskin?
Miles Sanders.
Who's Philly playing again? The Giants?
Uh-huh.
Malcolm Brown's still out. I go Miles Gaskin.
You're gross.
No.
They got Philip Lindsay, man.
Yeah, but Miles Sanders still shares the ball with Boston Scott.
Does he, though?
You just don't want to say it. You just don't want to say his name.
Miles Sanders or Mike Davis? Miles Sanders. There you go. I said his
name. That's easy.
You're dying, you're dying on that island. and then Jalen Waddle, you're starting him. You're comfortable with that. And then Mike Gesicki, tight end one upside every week. You're starting him as well.
Tight end one upside, tight end two floor.
Yep. I mean, he's a tight end who can score zero in any week, too. We've seen it this year. It's stream the position, guys.
That's the tough part about him is he can see 0 points off seven targets.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy that happened. But jumping to the next game, Los Angeles Chargers at the Denver Broncos. Chargers offense is starting to get it back together, guys. Justin Herbert killed it last week. Austin Eckler killed it last week. Mike Williams killed it last week. And Keenan Allen also had a good week. Do we expect the big four to have another good week against this Denver defense?
I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get very many weeks where all four of these guys go
right
off like that.
They all went off. They all went off.
Last time that happened was the Browns game. It seems
Broncos
like
are a good defense, too.
Well, it seems like anytime the Chargers
fine face defense.
A team that can, anytime the Chargers face a team that are willing to score 40 points, it's going to be all four of these guys doing something. But if it's doesn't seem to be that shootout potential, man, it's your safest place, Keenan Allen. You're starting Eckler every week. You're starting Herbert, man. Mike Williams, though.
You still got to start him.
Yeah. You got to start him, but it's hard.
It's a
wide receiver two.
Nah.
Low
he's
end.
He's actually dropped to wide receiver three, but he has wide receiver one upside. That's what makes him so hard.
It's weird. Yeah.
His floor is wide receiver three. And it's low end wide receiver three because we've seen it now where he can only get four targets.
Agreed.
Like, that's Van Jefferson numbers.
I agree with you, Mike. Yeah. I think this game's going to be a little bit of a grinded out divisional game. Denver, these two teams know each other. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. But you're, like you said, we're starting all four of those guys. Jump into the Broncos now. The Chargers defense is tough to throw against, so I don't want nothing to do with Teddy. But I do like the running backs matchup this week. But the question is, which running back do you guys like better? Melvin Gordon or Javonte Williams?
Javonte. Usually, I'm Melvin Gordon.
I think you're safer going with Melvin Gordon, but if you want a ceiling play, it's going to be Javonte. Because let's be honest, Melvin Gordon could even each provide you some mood of a ceiling.
They just got off their bye week, right? Broncos or no? Is that still coming?
No, they just got off their bye week.
I think this is the time where if you want to start Javonte Williams, now is the time. Usually you see rookie running backs after bye week get majority, or not majority, but at least start getting their touches moved up. So I would rather have Javonte over Gordon this week.
Yeah, I'm just a seer before I believe it.
Plus Gordon's getting the receiving, so I can see why you would go him over.
I'd usually agree with you, Ike, about that, but I think this case is special. I don't think Melvin Gordon's losing his job.
It is legit 50-50, it seems like, but you never know. We'll see after this game.
I know I asked you guys this a couple weeks ago. Rank these receivers for me: Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick.
Just how you said it.
Cortland Sutton has been absolute dog shit.
He just got paid, bro.
Since Jerry Judy's been back in the lineup. You can't start him anymore.
Can't start Tim Patrick either.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. Neither guys are startable with Jeudy back.
Jerry Judy's only startable because it's PPR.
Yeah.
If it was half PPR, I mean, Jerry Judy's fluttering on flex. That's it.
Jerry Jeudy has more targets in his last two games than Cortland Sutton has in his last four.
I just think they're more of a run first type of team. Especially definitely. With two solid running backs.
Yep. Yeah. And that Noah Fant's in that streaming tight end category.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, Los Angeles Rams at the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers dealing with a toe injury. He felt like showing
it's not fractured COVID toe.
Fractured toe.
He even felt like showing the media. I thought that was a little weird.
Dude, he's weird, man. he must have done shrooms or something in fucking Hawaii. He had to have because he's a wildcat.
It's just melted his brain or what? but you're starting Aaron Rodgers.
We've been there.
You're starting Aaron Rodgers, right? I guess I shouldn't say you are starting him because it is the Rams defense.
You got.
You're starting Rodgers every week. Come on.
Except if you're Gary Clemens.
Come on.
He don't start Rodgers every week.
That's because our league is weird, man, and our league is biased against quarterbacks that get a lot of yards. Aaron Rodgers is that guy.
Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback everywhere else, but in our league, he's like 12.
It's because he can't throw the ball.
A.J. Dillon must start, but who are you going to – Are you sorry?
No, hold on. Better. Aaron what? Jones might be back, so I don't know if AJ Jones.
I don't know if they're gonna bring him back.
They have a bye week next week, don't they?
He's been practicing all week.
He has been practicing, but it's been limited. It's not full contact. Yeah. It's.
I still wouldn't say AJ Dillon's gonna get like. I think all of it though.
I think they might sit Aaron Jones.
I mean, but even if Aaron Jones is playing, you're still starting AJ Dillon. Like, he's still getting the touches, even with Aaron Jones there. The way the running back
position I'm assuming is you don't have many options. Right yeah, now, so yes, you got to have to.
But
AJ Dillon or Miles Sanders?
Miles Sanders.
I think I'd go AJ Dillon.
With Aaron Jones?
Only this week, because if it is this week with Aaron Jones back, he's not going to get a full – they're going to work in Aaron Jones. And like you said, it's going to be majority AJ Dillon. And I think a running back on – the Green Bay offense has way more value than
plus they're playing the Rams, man. They got Aaron Donald and I don't know. It's I'd temper your expectations for AJ Dillon a little bit at least.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those terrible fantasy games, great NFL games.
Yeah, should be. Sure. Should be definitely.
He was supposed to be the guy last week and he got what, 10 carries? Obviously they were losing,
and he is catching a lot of targets and stuff too. Or yeah, catching he's a lot involved of passes in the passing game.
Yep. So that's going to go away with Aaron Jones there, though.
You're not trusting a tight end on the Packers.
You don't want DeGuara?
No.
I've tried to ask you about MVS four times, but I keep getting it wrong.
I know.
We don't want him.
I think this could be one of those weeks where MVS gets behind the defense, man. If I'm the Rams, I mean, I'm focusing on Devontae Adams.
Jalen Ramsey's going to be following him around wherever he goes.
Let somebody else beat me, man. And I think it could be an MVS, one of those weeks where he could get, you know, his long touchdown.
He's a flyer. If you're down big and need to make up some points or somewhere, MVS could be your guy.
Oh, got a quick question here from Brody. T.Y. Hilton or Cortland Sutton?
Neither, bro.
No, go T.Y.
No, go Cortland.
No, go T.Y.
I can't answer that question, man.
T.Y. plays Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is going to be up.
Stop saying that. What if Jonathan Taylor just runs it down their throat? You ain't no future teller. You're not no future teller, man.
Do I trust the past or your prediction?
T.Y. Hilton's washed.
Tampa Bay has allowed 100-yard rusher this year, and that's been your
point. If they're going to throw to anybody for the Colts, it's going to be Michael Pittman or Nyheim Hines. It's not going to be little T.Y. Hilton.
All right, looking at the Rams offense now, guys. Matthew Stafford struggled the two weeks before the bye.
Past 2 weeks.
This could be another one.
This could be another rough game for him. Packers defense has been good, besides when they played Kirk Cousins last week, who just tore them to shreds.
Dude, he's on fire, bro.
It's Justin Jefferson, man. They can't guard him.
But with Stafford being down, Robert Woods in the passing game, with Stafford being down, Odell with him being there. So it automatically makes the offense worse.
It does, because it's fucking throw to Odell so many times.
Are we start Stafford or are we sit him? Because I said to sit him in my start sit article. Like, I'd rather.
Does that
have...
mean you're sitting him in your league and our league?
No.
Answer me this.
So you're telling me you're not going to try Tyrod Taylor?
Answer me this. Would you rather play Taylor Heineke against the Seattle Seahawks or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford. You can't convince me to play Taylor Heineke.
Still Stafford.
I think this is going to be a learning curve for the Rams, man. For their
They've offense. Been learning a lot lately.
And they're not getting very far, are they? They still need to learn. So, I mean, I can see the offense struggling. I mean, the Packers defense has been pretty good lately. I mean, obviously, they couldn't guard Justin Jefferson. That was literally it. It was Justin Jefferson covering him.
Hopefully, they can't cover Cooper Kupp either, so that'd be nice.
It's going to be Cooper Kupp carving him.
Hopefully, they can't cover Odell Beckham.
Who would you rather have, Van Jefferson or Odell?
Odell.
They're showing
they want to get him the ball. Yeah.
Because he saw three targets?
The legit first play of the game, Sean McVay's like, you know what? Let's go to my new weapon, Odell. They literally threw it to him the first play. So he's going to get used.
I'm getting in the van. Jefferson's going to have a better rest.
Well, you're going to be abducted because it's not going to work out.
I can see Odell just being better off of volume.
We've been wanting Odell to go over this the whole time.
We've been wanting Odell to be something since 2016, guys. Oh. It's 2021.
Obviously, Sean McVay wants him to be a thing again.
He had 1,000 yards 2 years ago, all right? He's still there.
Michael Plant, move on.
You're the one trying to argue your case that Van Jefferson's better.
He hasn't done anything in 5 damn years, guys.
Right, don't be smoking crack now, all right? He just had 1,000 yards 2 years ago. He's done something.
Well, is he wide receiver 30? Wide receiver 30? What does 1,000 yards get you in fantasy football?
That's a good point. Honestly, that's a good point, because I have no idea.
That's zero context. 1,000 yards on a power rush team with Baker Mayfield throwing you the ball.
Michael Plant, what did that get him for fantasy football purposes? Wide receiver 30-ish? Who cares?
Wide receiver three.
That's not going to happen now is my point. He's 5 years old or 3 years older, whatever you guys said. He's coming off of it. An ACL injury.
Multiple injuries, by the way.
His shoulder's still fucked up. It didn't magically heal. Guys, he's bad.
I want to see where he finished. Hold on.
Man, we thought this about a lot of players like AP. Look at AP inside.
Yeah, and he was bad. He got cut again. Yeah,
but hey, you're wide receiver 31, so you nailed it, though.
That's the best he's done in 5 years.
His wide receiver 16 in 2018.
So the best he's done in 4 years is wide receiver 18.
But his first 3 years, he was 5-5-4. So
I coming off an ACL injury, a hurt shoulder.
We should probably move on.
All I'm saying is you follow the moves. The moves say they want to involve him.
I'm saying to you is to get in the van. I'm opening the door for you. Get in.
Why do I have to get in the van?
I don't want to get in that van.
What's next? You going to offer me candy?
I told you to move on, Michael Plant. Move on.
Okay, Mr.
Holmes.
Move on here.
Tyler Higbee.
How many games do we have left?
Tyler Higbee, another streaming tight end.
Every tight end is streaming except for Kelsey.
Tyler Higbee.
Why?
Because even with the injury to Robert Woods, he's still...
Name me 10 tight ends better than him.
You're supposed to say because they're going to target Odell Beckham. That's why Tyler Higbee...
That's the thing. He wasn't getting targets as it was. He's getting 3 targets a game, and one of them was in the red zone. If he didn't catch that one target, he was useless.
Dude, I had him at the start of the year. Here's frustrating.
Tyler Higbee might score more fantasy points than Odell Beckham.
Stop it!
Clip that, too.
Stop it.
I will, just because you're being so arrogant. All right, we're on our next game. The Minnesota Vikings at the San Francisco 49ers. We're starting Kirk Cousins.
Kirky.
I guess.
I'm starting Kirk Cousins, man. He just carved up.
49ers defense still solid, but yeah.
We're starting Dalvin Cook, obviously. Don't play Alexander Mattison with Cook healthy, man. He's not like the AJ. It's not like AJ Dillon with Aaron Jones. You're starting Jefferson. You're starting Adam Thielen because we believe in Thielen.
We believe in his touchdowns.
They happen.
Tyler Conklin, man. I think he's no longer that streaming tight end. He was like that guy you could always get off the waiver wire as a safe guy who was going to get five targets is what I'm getting at. They're kind of looking away from him now.
Yeah, I don't love him. Yeah, he's still streaming tight end. I'd rather have Dan Arnold.
I'd rather have any other streaming tight end than him.
Probably either rather have Dallas Goedert. Yeah,
bottom one for me.
Mm.
All right, so we'll just jump over to the Niners side of things. Elijah Mitchell, man, that broken finger, he's questionable. I don't even know how he's practicing. But if he's out, oh no, we lost That's Dylan.
Okay. I'm still here. I'm still here.
He scared us there. if Elijah Mitchell's out, man, you're playing Jermichael Hasty. It's plain and simple. Nothing to think about that. You're starting up Deebo Samuel. Can we trust Ayuk now the rest of the season? Is he giving us that wide receiver three floor?
Did you say Jermichael Hasty, Mike? Is Jeff Wilson out or something?
Because
I know Mitchell's bagged up with the finger, but we can't forget about Jeff Wilson. Because he's the guy in the backfield I want.
I got my J names mixed up.
Yeah, you're okay.
Jermichael Hasty is actually out.
Okay. Jeff Wilson Jr.
Yeah, fire up Jeff Wilson Jr. if Elijah Mitchell's out, because he's going to be pretty much the only guy there. My apologies on that one.
Well, and they use Deebo Samuel on the backfield as a running back too, which is goofy.
He had like 8 carries last week.
Yeah, which is goofy, but it's also helped Brandon Ayuk's fantasy value too, because he had a big
target share lately.
Yeah, but this is probably attributed to the injuries to the running back. They don't want Deebo Samuel doing that.
But what if he's doing it again this game? Because if Eli Mitchell's still out, it could happen again. Big week from Brandon Ayuk. I like it. Ayuk's must start for me this week.
I think Ayuk's a solid wide receiver three.
I would start him too.
Wide receiver three, yep.
It's solid base. Who would you have rest of the season, Darnell Mooney or Brandon Ayuk?
Probably Ayuk by a little bit.
I would say Ayuk too.
It's close, though.
I think I'd lead Mooney.
That was a good question. It's real close. Real close.
All right. So obviously you're playing Deebo. We're playing Ayuk. Unless you're dumb, you're not playing Kittle. That pretty much, wraps up the 49ers side of things. So if you guys want, we can jump into our Sunday night game here. The Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens. Make it quick for the Browns, Dylan.
Nick Chubb starting him. Don't want any part of Baker. Don't want the receivers except maybe Jarvis Landry.
Austin Hooper starting to get a little bit of work, but still, I'm
maybe Donovan Peoples Jones. If you're looking for another flyer play, maybe catch a big play touchdown and be okay. But I don't love it.
My question is
to you, LaPlante, is Kareem Hunt back?
He is designated to return. I did not see if he was actually going to
play. I don't know if he'll play. Yeah, he legit came back like 2 days ago, so I don't think he'll play.
He's a wait and see for me.
Yeah, it says I got here on November 26th. Stefanski says he expects Hunt calf to be activated from IR before Sunday's game against the Ravens, but nothing about him playing.
Don't start him. Even if they say he's healthy, I don't think he'll get a whole lot.
Yeah, they're not going to give him that full workload that full career.
The usual, yeah.
And D'Ernest Johnson is back to being useless as well. We can jump over to Baltimore Ravens now. Lamar Jackson is off the injury report with no more bubbly guts. The backfield, though. Sick. Yeah, yes, he is. It's like he has my son's immune system or something. this Ravens backfield, it's Devonta Freeman.
Until Latavius Murray comes back.
He played last week, Mike. It's just Freeman.
They're easing him back in.
Yeah, Freeman is it's his backfield right now. He's the 1A and Murray's the 1B for now.
Yeah, he wasn't fully healthy.
I agree.
He was still working that ankle injury out.
It just looks like Freeman has more juice to me than Latavius.
I agree.
That's because Freeman's healthy.
No, I don't disagree with you.
I just think when they were both healthy,
Latavius would be used around goal line and all that.
And with Latavius being banged up, like I keep saying, is he ever going to get healthy? I mean, we only got 4 or 5 weeks left in the fantasy season, so we might not.
We have 3 weeks left in the fantasy season.
So we might not even see him necessarily healthy.
Yeah, right.
But Marquise Brown, LaPlante, is he trending up for this week after being out last week?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He's questionable with a limited practice.
You're starting
him. He's losing his targets, though.
You're starting him. You're starting Mark Andrews. What about Rashad Bateman?
That's who he's losing his targets to.
I mean, Rashad Bateman's really the guy that's just getting third down targets. He's not getting.
But his target share, if I'm not mistaken, has gone to 20% the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
All right. Last game, Marquise Brown had 13 targets. Next highest was Devin Duvernay, and Rashad Bateman was 6.
Yeah, see, I mean, he's still getting the target. So, I mean, I don't think you.
It's just, it seems like Marquise Brown is.
Marquise Brown can't catch his targets.
Well, he's getting the deeper ones. He's getting those deep targets. Like his.
And Lamar can't hit a deep pass to save his life.
Yeah. Bateman hasn't seen less than 6 targets in any game.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Solid floor. I'm
starting him this week. Bateman.
I think the tides have changed in Baltimore a little bit to where this has turned more into a passing offense to where
definitely
you have this second receiver that can be supported. It's just a matter of who it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp Bateman seems to have the most upside.
They have to be more pass heavy when your running backs are a combined age of 90.
I think Bateman is showing a little bit more that he can be a true number one than Marquise Brown, that's for sure.
I don't know. Marquise Brown has been dominating this year, man.
I love
he literally has 2 routes, deep or a slant. At least Rashad Bateman's doing everything else.
How many routes does Michael Thomas have?
Slant.
How many times do they stop him?
All right.
Well, you would think every time if it's just slant.
We might
curl flat.
We might be talking about Bateman and Hollywood Brown like we were talking about Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods heading into this season and the last few seasons next year. It's going to be an interesting offseason. No doubt.
Still pretty early to be talking about that offseason.
3 weeks left.
It's about the time where the rookie wide receiver is if he's good, he'll start getting all the targets and all that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think outside of Bateman, you can't really start anybody else as a pass catcher.
No, take us to this Monday night football game of the Seattle Seahawks at the Washington football team.
I would love to take us there, but I will not be watching it with you.
No.
I think this is going to be a very good game. Until Russell Wilson can, you know, finally turn around this terrible couple of games he's been having.
His thumb isn't fine.
It's a good matchup to do so.
Yeah, it is a good matchup to do so. The Washington football team's lost most points to the fantasy QBs.
They've been good, though, lately, so.
Yeah. It's weird how a team just rallies after a couple games of losing their best defender. They lose Chase Young, and they're like, a couple games, yeah, we could do this, guys.
They could have a ton of confidence after just doing what they did Tom Brady. So, I don't know. I would be a little wary on Russell. I don't think his thumb is fine either. So,
bless you, Dylan.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you for muting it. Mm-hmm. I don't think we could start any running back from this backfield. Alex Collins.
You don't want it.
No.
You don't want it.
No, but.
No way.
So let's touch more on the pass catchers then. With Russman struggling, that means DK and Tyler Lockett are struggling, man. Can we trust them to turn it around? I mean, because if they turn it around, it means Russman's got to turn it around.
I don't know, man. I'd like to think so. I'm not.
This is the week to do it as long as he gets time. With that defensive line, I mean, as long as he gets time, DK and Tyler Lockett should do fine.
I can't stomach sitting Tyler Lockett or DK Metcalf with Russ in the lineup.
You can't start. You can't sit him.
I mean, but we should have the past couple weeks, which is annoying.
But that's why, there's such a good chance that DK or Lockett can put up the 20 or 40 like Lockett does random times. So you'd rather deal with the 5 or 10. then yeah. lose out on the 40 or 30 or 20. Yeah.
I feel like Pete Carroll saying this, but I feel like they need to establish a run for this offense to get back on track.
Unfortunately, they can't with Alex Collins.
That's the thing. They need to find some way to establish this run because I feel like this offense was predicated off play action.
And the offensive line is bad. They're just the whole offense is just kind of blah right now, man. Shane Waldron hasn't been
what we thought he would be.
Yeah, the Sean McVay coaching tree strikes again.
I'm glad we got Mike LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur. Stop
calling him. Yeah, figure it out, bro. And you call yourself a Green Bay fan?
It's your coach, man.
It's because his brother is in the New York.
Do you want me to give you 30 seconds on Taylor Heinicke, Michael Plant, since we're going to confess your love about him earlier?
I'm not going to confess my love about him, but goddamn, you want to talk about confidence. The guy just went out and beat Tom Brady last week. What the hell is beat him. Defense beat Tom Brady because the defense were the ones that were having their ball going off their hands.
Didn't Tom Brady throw two picks?
Yeah, because the fucking receivers can't hold on to the ball.
One of them was Mike Evans. Doink.
But you want to talk about confidence. Taylor Heinicke has some confidence going after beating Tom Brady.
He always plays Tom well, though. Played him well in the playoff game. For a young quarterback, that's pretty good.
He always plays Tom.
He does, dude.
Let's talk about a quarterback that plays him well. Let's talk about Eli Manning.
That's the only other guy that plays him well.
That show is funny.
Nick Foles.
Are we back trusted Antonio Gibson weekly now?
No. You have to start him.
Yeah, running back two still.
Yeah, I mean he's low end running back too because let's be honest, if he doesn't get those two scores last week, what does he do? 64 yards.
What does Adam Thielen do if he doesn't catch a touchdown every week?
He actually gets his targets. You can't talk at least this year about
Adam Thielen. But yeah, like you said, he's still a running back too. That's the name of the game in fantasy football right now. Is running backs thin, and he's an RB too.
Like, even last week, Thielen got 10 targets, man. That
was amazing. We're starting Terry McLaurin. The tight end's kind of a shit show. Is Logan Thomas trending up, or is he still?
Yes, he has been designated to return from IR. Hamstring went through the position drills Friday and appears to have a shot at play in Monday's game against Seattle.
That'd be nice to see that, but
Ricky Seals-Jones is questionable and did not practice with that hip. So, I mean, yeah, he might lean towards Thomas.
Why did Clayton say his leg's broken?
Who?
I think he's talking about Logan Thomas.
His leg is broken.
Or, oh, no, he's talking about Gibson, his fractured shin.
You a believer in DeAndre Carter, Michael Plant?
Don't ever say
that. Goddamn guy scored again.
Yes, he did. Yes, it played him at Scott Fishbowl again.
The odds of
I've had to. My team is so dismantled. I'm 6-5.
The odds of getting the third touchdown are unlikely, but goddamn, he's got the matchup for it.
I love it.
He's got the matchup for it. I just you have to worry about Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel because Samuel was a limited participant in practice on Friday. If Logan Thomas is back, these are all
what a bust of a signing that was.
But I think that pretty much wraps it up, guys.
Yeah, that wraps it up.
Thanks to everyone who listened. I know the podcast got off the rails a little bit and from time to time. But if you like what you heard, please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. And please subscribe to wherever you listen, get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, wherever we're on it. Leave us a nice review. It helps us out a ton. We'd appreciate that. You can find me on Twitter at dclemens2222. You can find Mike Bonnie at ike2121. And you can find Michael Plant at blike_Mike with two I's.
Ooh,
on Twitter.
Spicy. And
you can find
two eyes as you. I'm not a Cyclops.
Right on. And you can find mine and Ike's written work at fantasysixpack.net. You
Michael Plant just things out.
I asked him to fill in for me one time to write an article one time all season.
Too busy.
And he can't even do that. So
does it make you feel better that I had
video games?
Does it make you feel better that I had the whole week off too?
So Yeah, but you can find all his you can find all his social media ish work.
That sounds like you're really enjoying writing that Illinois basketball.
Settle down, man. Settle down. But yeah, it was awesome. Good show, guys. Good luck in everyone's matchup. But Micah Plant. But
we'll talk to you guys.
This was a fantastic show. Everyone was great except Dylan.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk over him.
It's been happening all show.
maybe he needs to go watch SpongeBob and that episode with Plankton. Go be more assertive, Dylan.
Click the button, Michael Plant.
Peace out.